The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released its audit of the Health Insurance Risk Sharing Plan, administered by the Department of Health and Family Services. This audit was published as Report Number 07-13 on September 26, 2007. The following are the report highlights. The Health Insurance Risk Sharing Plan, or HRSP, provides medical and prescription drug insurance for individuals who cannot obtain coverage in the private market because of the severity of their health conditions. In the late 1990s, it was also designated as Wisconsin's plan to meet federal Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, regulations, and to provide health insurance to people who lose employer-sponsored group health insurance and meet other specified criteria. Program costs are shared by policyholders, health insurance companies that do business in Wisconsin, and health care providers. During fiscal year 2006, HRSP also received $2.5 million in federal funds designated for high-risk health insurance pools. HRSP offers eligible applicants three plans. The primary plan, Plan 1A, is similar to coverage provided by many private major medical health insurance plans. The alternative plan, Plan 1B, offers the same coverage as Plan 1A, but at a lower premium rate, because policyholders pay a higher deductible before HRSP begins paying claims. An additional plan, Plan 2, is available to Wisconsin residents under the age of 65 who participate in the federal Medicare program because of a disability. At the request of the Department of Health and Family Services, or DHFS, we completed a financial audit of HRSP. Our audit report contains our unqualified opinion on HRSP's financial statements and related notes as of and for the fiscal years ending June 30, 2006 and 2005. Financial status. At the end of fiscal year 2001, HRSP reported a significant accounting deficit with unrestricted assets of $8.2 million. After implementing an accrual-based funding approach, HRSP's financial position improved significantly. At the end of fiscal year 2006, it reported an unrestricted net asset balance of $3.9 million. A balance of excess policyholder premiums increased by $10 million during fiscal year 2006 and reached $19.5 million as of June 30, 2006. At the direction of HRSP's governing board, $13.3 million of that amount was applied towards the policyholder's share of costs, which has helped to limit subsequent premium increases. The excess premium balance accumulated over the past several years because the statutory floor for premium rates has typically been greater than premiums needed to fund the policyholder's share, 60%, of HRSP's costs. Statutory changes implemented as part of 2005 Wisconsin Act 74 removed the statutory premium floor effective July 1, 2006. Enrollment and claims costs. Increasing HRSP enrollments and increasing claims costs have presented management and funding challenges for several years. However, more recent trends suggest that enrollment and costs are beginning to moderate. HRSP's enrollment decreased 3.8% during fiscal year 2006 and 5.6% during fiscal year 2007. To reach 17,612 at June 30, 2007. The most significant change in enrollment has been in Plan 2, which is available to disabled Wisconsin residents under the age of 65 who participate in Medicare and is used by many for prescription drug coverage. Over the last two fiscal years, enrollment in Plan 2 decreased by 44.5%. The decrease is largely attributable to the requirement that, beginning in May 2006, Plan 2 policyholders must also enroll in the federal Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage program. HRSP's net claims costs, which represent amounts actually paid, decreased by 1.2% during fiscal year 2006. In the previous 4 years, net claims costs had increased by double digits. A major part of the fiscal year 2006 decrease in net claims costs was a $2 million, or 4.4%, decrease in prescription drug costs. That decrease is attributable, in part, to Plan 2 participants leaving HRSP as they enrolled in the Medicare Part D program. Cost savings were also achieved through a change in HRSP's prescription drug formulary and increased rebates implemented when a new pharmacy benefit management company began administering HRSP in April 2005. Finally, recent shifts in enrollment from Plan 1A to Plan 1B have contributed to more stable medical costs during fiscal year 2006. In the last quarter of fiscal year 2006, Plan 1A costs were $1,080 per member per month. Plan 1B costs were $546 per member per month. Program changes. 2005 Wisconsin Act 74 created the HRSP Authority, which assumed responsibility for HRSP on July 1, 2006. The HRSP Authority is not a state agency and is not subject to the state's budgeting process, but some level of public accountability is retained through an open records and open meetings requirements. The Audit Bureau will also be required to audit HRSP on an annual basis. Act 74 made several other significant changes to HRSP, including 1. Simplifying the complex funding formula, 2. Providing the HRSP Authority further flexibility in establishing plan design, 3. Tightening eligibility requirements, and 4. Establishing tax credits for the insurers that help to fund HRSP. During its first year of operations, the HRSP Authority and its Board of Directors have identified several areas of HRSP's program and operations for which they are seeking statutory changes. The most significant changes proposed, which are included in 2007 Senate Bill 226 and Assembly Bill 445, and subsequent amendments, include 1. Expanding the network of pharmacists and pharmacies that can serve HRSP's policyholders. 2. Changing the calculation of provider payment rates from Medicaid-based rates to rates established by the HRSP Authority Board. 3. Expanding the subsidy programs to all plan options for individuals below specified income levels. 4. Changing the determination of premium subsidies from a percentage of standard risk rates to a discount that reduces the unsubsidized premium rate by a specified percentage based on income level. And 5. Allowing HRSP funds to be invested in the State Investment Fund, which is administered by the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. To view the full text of this and other publications from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab.